Welcome to Magic with Gadgets, brought to you by RecipeThis.com. I am Samantha, your host, and love to chat about the magic of kitchen gadgets for easy, delicious and cheap everyday cooking. Before we dive into this week's podcast episode, I wanted to tell you about our Instant Pot bucket list. In a nutshell, it's a totally free, awesome e-cookbook featuring the 25 must-make, bucket-list-worthy Instant Pot recipes. Pause the podcast now and grab yourself a free copy by entering your email address at recipethis.com/IP bucket list, or you can search recipethis.com for bucket list. Hello, November. Well, if you're listening to October's podcast, you will know that today, the 1st of November, is a special day for parents. It's the national food holiday today. And you know what that food holiday is? If you listen to October's, you'll know, but if you didn't, 1st of November is known as National Eat Your Kids Candy Whilst They're at School Day. Yeah, really. Can you believe that is a thing? But how many of us, you know, the kids bring those massive buckets back home full of all the candy they've got. And then you find yourself walking past the kitchen. Oh, I just have a little packet of Haribo's. Oh, that was nice. Oh, that little bit of fudge. Before you know it, you've gone back about 3 or 4 times over the day and you're thinking, right, better stop, better stop. But the thing is, they get so much they don't actually notice, which is, it's great. It's mummy and daddy's reward for buying them the Halloween costumes and taking them out trick-or-treating. But I've got a problem this year. It's school holidays right now, so I don't get the chance to do it today. So I'll just have to smile at George and say, can mummy have some, please, George? Because he's a lot more giving, whereas Sophia's got a hand over them as if to say, don't you dare come near my candy. They're my sweets. Leave me alone. You know. So it's funny because George is so different to her when it comes to that. But she's like that with everyone. It's not just with me. So November, we've done Halloween. So now if you live in the US, it's Thanksgiving time. You know, the thing about Thanksgiving is that I'm British, but I grew up with American family. Sadly, both my aunts have passed, but they married American soldiers. So, you know, I had very much an American foodie influence and I learned all about Thanksgiving. And I always like to do on Thanksgiving, because I'm not in America, but you want to do something to celebrate it because it's just such a fun holiday season, is I will take a traditional side dish that you would normally have on a Thanksgiving and make that as a main meal. So like, for example, on Thanksgiving, they will often have the macaroni cheese. So you could have it where on Thanksgiving you have mac and cheese, and then you could do a smaller roast dinner in the air fryer, maybe do a whole chicken with some stuffing. Or why not try our Instant Pot no drain mashed potatoes, because that's delicious. Or another American favourite is an air fry green beans casserole, which is basically green beans, sauce, cheese, bacon bits. And I've got a recipe for that for in the air fry and it's delicious. So I normally do a mix match of whatever I'm feeling like. And I do love Thanksgiving because we waited 13 years to have Sophia. Lots of fertility problems. And we brought her back from the hospital, brought her home on Thanksgiving. So that's what I love about Thanksgiving. And it's also her birthday week, of course. So that's nice. So I really enjoy that. So this year, Thanksgiving's the Thursday. Her birthday's on the Saturday. And we're going to see Santa for the first time of this year anyway. So we're really, really looking forward to that. So that'll be nice. So that's what we've got planned for November. So for November, what should you be stockpiling? Dare I say, go to the shops today, get all the cheap candy and save it for yourself for later? Or is that just wrong? If not, the other alternative, the cheap deal to get today, is to go out and got a mass buy the pumpkins, because all the shops and everywhere are going to be selling them for crazy low prices today. So why not grab some, peel and dice it, air fry your pumpkin cubes, then allow it to cool, and then store it into freezer bags. And then you've got pumpkin for all year round for a fraction of the normal price. Now, let's talk the top 10 November foods in season and what you should be cooking this month with your kitchen gadgets. So, of course, November is the month of Thanksgiving, and now you're also thinking about the Christmas produce, and a lot of it will be in the shops already, which is brilliant. It's even more brilliant for me as a food recipe tester, because we want to get stuff recipe tested, photoed and on the blog for you. So this is when we're looking out in the shops to see how soon some of the Christmas supplies are in. So first of all, we have to talk pumpkin, because it's Thanksgiving month. You've just had Halloween as well. Pumpkin is everywhere. And you're probably wondering, well, what can I do with this pumpkin besides carving it and sticking a few lights inside of it? Well, I recommend you try Instant Pot Pumpkin Puree, Instant Pot Whole Pumpkin, Air Fryer Pumpkin Seeds, Air Fryer Pumpkin Cubes, and my personal favourite is Soup Maker Pumpkin Soup. And let's not forget, it's the month of Thanksgiving, and to make an air fryer pumpkin pie. Oh, I just love a pumpkin pie. We've even got a pumpkin pie in the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook, which is out now, both in the US, UK and Australia. And it's just brilliant, and it's so easy to make, and you could mix and match that with different pies. You could use a family pie recipe if you wanted, and then you know the time and temp for the air fryer. And secondly, sweet potato. You can guarantee that when pumpkin is in season, sweet potato is not far away, and I love the way that you can mix and match between the two. Pretty much everything you can do cooking-wise, you can do with both. I absolutely love cubed sweet potato, just like I love chopped pumpkin. So they're very good in that way. And for some recipe ideas, you can try air-fry sweet potato fries, air-fry sweet potato cubes that I just mentioned, air fryer sweet potato wedges, soup maker sweet potato soup, microwaving sweet potato cubes, or even microwaving a whole sweet potato like you would with a normal baked or jacket potato. And then my other favourite is some Instant Pot sweet potato mash. And then the next food in season is turnips. Let's not get it confused here. I'm talking proper traditional turnips. I'm not talking about Swede rutabaga that you would normally talk about, because the turnips are much smaller. Couldn't stand them in Portugal. They were bitter and disgusting. And, oh, just the thought of eating them makes me feel sick. But here in England and in the US, they're so much nicer. So you could steam Instant Pot turnips and serve it with a little bit of butter. You could do air fried turnip fries. That's another good one. And they taste so good, and I love that they're in season. They're also a great size and go so well with the various kitchen gadgets. And then, of course, when turnip is in season, so are a lot of other seasonal root vegetables. We recommend you start with parsnips. They're my all-time favourite veggie, and I've had this weird obsession with sniffing parsnips, as I just love the smell of them. You can make Instant Pot parsnips, Instant Pot mashed parsnips, or just do air fry parsnips and carrots together, and they just make a wonderful seasonal meal. And then I mentioned earlier, it's turnip, not rutabaga. So now let's talk rutabaga. It's much bigger than the traditional turnip. I have been told by a few readers, though, I might be wrong here because, you know, when you're just hearing it off other people, that what the Americans call a rutabaga, the Brits call it a swede, the Scottish call it neeps, and the Canadians often refer to it as a turnip. So maybe that's why there's the confusion of what the difference is between a turnip and a rutabaga. Here in England, the biggest association is haggis, neeps and tatties, which is an acquired taste in itself. A lot of people hate haggis with a passion. And it's served together for Burns Night, which is the 25th of January. And it's a Scottish tradition to celebrate their famous poets. It's like Scotland's day. You know, like Thanksgiving, you probably associate as America's special day. Well, Burns Night is Scotland's. And the thing about it is that I know the date of Scotland's because me and Dominic actually got married on the day of Burns Night. So we got married 20 years ago on Burns Night. So there you go. So if you do want to try rutabaga, favourite is air fry rutabaga fries. You can do instant pot steamed rutabaga, or why not make some swede and carrot mash. And then talking about November and foods that we eat at Thanksgiving and again at Christmas, sprouts are here. You either love them or you loathe them. Come on, fess up, parents. How many of you have forced your kids to eat sprouts and said, if you don't eat the sprouts, you're not getting no dessert? Yeah. I'm one of those parents. I get great pleasure out of it. I know. So wrong, isn't it? I love it because Sophia is a lot more fussy than her brothers. So she'll put it inside some mashed potatoes and pull the worst face ever. But, you know, I got it in her. I got one in there. So I'm really pleased about that. You can make microwave sprouts. You can pressure cook sprouts. You can make a pressure cooker, sprouts gratin. We normally add them to our harvest casserole, but you know, there's so much choice with them. And then of course, red cabbage is back. Apart from if I'm having a doner kebab takeaway, I think the only time I ever eat it is in a slow cooker at Christmas. So yes, you can do slow cooker red cabbage, and then you can serve the leftovers with some air fryer whole chicken. It's just lovely like that. And then next, oranges and tangerines. I've missed you so much. Please stop making me make do with the summer version because you're never as good as what's available in November and December. I just love it. But Sophia and Dominic absolutely adore them. So I'm lucky if I actually see any. Very lucky indeed, actually. So if you're looking for a recipe idea beyond just peeling one from the fruit bowl and eating it, try air fry grilled oranges. They are absolutely delicious. Or dehydrated oranges in the air fryer. And as usual, all these recipes I'm mentioning, they're all on recipethis.com. And do access our show notes, which also has all the details. And also, apples are still in season. So if you were planning for Thanksgiving and want something other than pumpkin, then we recommend you try air fryer apple pie because it's just lovely. And then for meat in November, what am I going to say? Game meat. I mentioned it in October, but it's just amazing. Whether it's roast duck, duck breast, or air fryer pheasant. They're just all delicious. I'm highlighting the pheasant this month because it's in season now. It's not season, normally lasts into January. And it's great if you're one of these people that's got a smaller air fryer. Everybody else is cooking an air fryer whole chicken and you want something smaller, then try some game meat in the air fryer because it is just so nice. And then finally, if you're wondering what to dehydrate in November, then onions. I know that sounds like I'm talking about really, really simple stuff. I mean, why would you want to dehydrate onions in November? And that's because they're everywhere. Onions are in season in November. And what you can do is you can slice up your onions, put them in your dehydrator. I use the dehydrator of the Ninja Foodie. And then use a food processor to quickly mix them. And then they can go into a jar as dried onions. And they're brilliant as part of your meal prep for this time of year, because you can do this ahead of time. And then all those recipes over Christmas that you have planned that call for onions, you can use these instead. And it's just a total time saver. And I just love to have a batch in the cupboard ready to go. And the same with the dried garlic as well. And you know, how many times do you follow a recipe and it asks for onion? And you know, you could just get a batch of the onions now, dehydrate them, and then they are ready to use whenever you need them. And can you believe that? That's November in a nutshell in the food department. And I just can't wait to be back in December when I'll be talking about, yep, you guessed it, that green tree. And we all know why that green tree is around in December, don't we? Well, that is a wrap. I recommend you head over to recipethis.com and check out all the kitchen gadget recipes. After all, there are more than 1,000 to choose from. Also, please, please, please leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the episode, because the more reviews means the more people will find us and learn about the magic of cooking with kitchen gadgets. We've also created an awesome podcast index for you at recipethis.com/podcast. You can grab all links mentioned, resources, and explore other episodes. Thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.